Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Friday night, and I'm excited for this week's show, but let's go over last week's challenge. I said, start with the name Gunter Grass. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word term that might describe Nirvana and Soundgarden. What is the term?
Well, I didn't know the term, but somebody else did.
Yeah, we heard from Matt Russell of Albany, who was close but not 100% right to get grunge stars.
No, they are grunge stars, aren't they?
Used to be.
All right, Ian. On April 12th, 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets recorded Rock Around the Clock. Written in 1952, the song was recorded by another group the month before Haley's band went into the studio, and their version has become the most well-known, largely in part to its appearance in the 1955 film Blackboard Jungle. The song sits at number 158 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time and was selected in 2018 by the Library of Congress to be added to the National Recording Registry. To commemorate the recording of Rock Around the Clock, this week our questions are about clocks. The 1923 film Safety Last, starring Harold Lloyd, features a famous scene in which Lloyd is dangling from a skyscraper above a busy street while he clutches the hands of a clock. The scene was referenced in what 1985 film, when Christopher Lloyd hangs from a clock tower in a similar fashion?
That's Any Questions' favorite Back to the Future.
It is indeed. And the scene in Back to the Future is actually foreshadowed at the beginning of the movie when there's the panning shot of his office. One of the clocks is of Harold Lloyd hanging as it was in the movie Safety Last. First published in April of 1930, the children's novel The Secret of the Old Clock is the first volume in a series of mystery stories featuring what girl detective?
I'll say Nancy Drew.
Very good. The television game show Beat the Clock premiered in 1950 and since then has been presented in various versions over the decades, including a new series that began airing in 2018. The show challenged teams to perform stunts within set time limits and has been hosted by, among others, Bud Collier, Jack Nahrs, and Monty Hall, perhaps most well known for his time as the host of what other classic game show?
I don't know, man.
Let's Make a Deal.
Ah.
And Monty Hall and Let's Make a Deal is also the subject of a very famous problem in mathematics called the Monty Hall problem. I will not go into the whole problem now because we could spend the entire show debating the answer. But essentially, the premise of the question is if you are presented the three doors, as in Let's Make a Deal, and Monty Hall shows you a goat behind one of the doors you didn't pick, is it better off for you to switch the door that you picked to try to win the prize? The 1983 album Punch the Clock, which features the single Every Day I Write the Book, was the seventh album recorded by what singer-songwriter and his band The Attractions, which also backed him on 1978's Armed Forces and 1982's Imperial Bedroom.
Is it Elvis Costello?
It is Elvis Costello. Very good. I was like, you please be more specific. Elvis Presley and The Attractions, everybody. And surprisingly enough, based on all of the amazing songs that Elvis Costello has had throughout his career, Every Day I Write the Book was his first U.S. Top 40 hit.
Oh.
And finally, if they were all set to their maximum times, which of these clocks would display the smallest number? The NFL's play clock, minor league baseball's pitch clock, or the NBA's shot clock?
I think it's the pitch clock.
It's 20 seconds. Do you know what the other two are, the NBA shot clock?
NBA shot clock is 24,
yep.
And the football play clock is 40.
Very good. I have nothing more to say. Perfect. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase, stop the clock. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for what shirts are often made of, and a seven-letter word that names things shirts often have. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.